Let's talk about one or two of the injuries, shall we? The Jamal Campbell-Rices of this world, where are they at in their rehab?
Yeah, he's been running around today.
Good.
So that's where he is, his rehab. I'll make it perfectly clear, there's players are going to be touch and go. I'm not going to announce whether they're fit or not. Obviously, the least information we can give to the opposition, the better. But Jam obviously came off the other week with a hamstring injury. But he's been running around today. So whether he's fit enough for the game at the weekend is to be decided.
Who is in the touch and go? How many, rather, are in the touch and go list?
Well, we've got several players who have obviously been out and not figured in the pre-season games so far. So they're not going to be figuring. But the lads who are going to be, they're looking forward to it.
I was going to bring some of those up. I mean, Paul Coutts, Craig Alcock and Florent Cavellier haven't featured for you. Yeah. Is that solely injury-related? Would you like to have a look at them in due course?
No, they're, obviously we've got several players we've already talked about who are injured from last season, you know, so they've not been able to figure for us. You know, Bob Harris goes into that category as well. You know, so there's several players. Terry Kennedy is actually trained on with the guys for the first time today, so it was a big achievement for him. So obviously we've got to monitor him. Flynn's still not trained with us yet, or fully with us. So there's several players there who have not figured through pre-season, and we've got to get them to a level. But hopefully we're starting to see a bit of light at the end of the day with them now.
Does that maybe play its part in any thinking about getting some football elsewhere so they get match sharp again?
First and foremost, we've got to get them on the training ground with us and get them to a level that we're going to be satisfied with in totally over the injuries. That's the important thing at this moment in time. So that's where we stand.
As we stand here now, do you know the starting 11, or given the ponderables, it's not quite certain in your mind?
I'm sure by the time I put my head on the pillow at 10 o'clock tonight, I'll know exactly what team I'm going to announce in the morning with the guys. We've done a lot of work through the course of the week on the training ground. So planning preparation is important. You know, I like to go through as many scenarios as we can, building into the game, give the players as much information. And then obviously when we name the team, we can now all of a sudden like just let the lads just focus on their performance at the weekend. So it's been a good week. It's been a good pre-season. You know, we've really enjoyed it. Everybody's embraced the things that we've introduced to the football club. And I must say we've got a very honest, hard-working group of professional football players. And I've been really pleased with them.
Do you know yet who's going to captain that bunch then?
Yes, I do. Jay McEvely's going to have the armband on. And he's going to be the captain of the team. Obviously, I've talked about having a leadership group. And I must say that Jay McEvely has shown the utmost professionalism, attitude, leadership qualities since we've been here. And as I said, all we can do is judge people on that. And he's really relished the opportunity. And I'm sure he's going to be great for us.
Within a group of players that includes the senior players that you have, what made him stand out perhaps above some of them? I appreciate you've got the leadership group, but he's the leader of that group.
Well, yeah, so we do have a leadership group, but he's every day he's trained full on. He's encouraged, he's demanded, he's demonstrated by the way he's performed the pre-activation, for example, how we've warmed up, how we've gone and trained, how we've conducted ourselves. The ability he's got a lot of ability. He's played in the Premier League. And I'm sure he's going to relish having the armband, taking that responsibility of looking after the group and leading the group of players that we've got. And I must say, he's been, as I said, he's been an ultimate professional since we've joined the football club, and we're really, really pleased with him.
One of the things that the fans get onto us to ask you about is clearly transfers moving forward. And I know we in the past have alluded and skirted around the issue about centre-half. Is that something that you are planning to do at all and add a player in that position?
Yes.
How far away are you from doing that?
Well, obviously, there's a couple of scenarios that have been happening. You never know, something might happen today.
Is that likely?
As I said, you never know. Conversations go on privately behind the scenes. So later on this afternoon, if all of a sudden this has already gone out and then something's happened, don't we say, no, why did you keep it from us? Because until things are done, things are never done, you know. So we're working hard behind the scenes. We know the balance of the squad. And obviously, we go into the weekend's game. The four centre-halves at the football club in Collins, McEvely, Terry, McEvely and Collins. Terry Kennedy's been injured all pre-season, injury from last season. So he's still a long way from actually being involved, although it's been great that he's been on the training ground. And young Harrison McKay's picked up an injury for the last couple of weeks. So we know from that point of view we are conscious of the bodies that we've got to fill that position. But likewise, we want competition all the way through, and I'm sure when we joined the football club, that was something that maybe everybody's highlighted, something that we're well aware of. But I must say that McEvely and Collins, they've demonstrated, and you know, both of them have had promotions before. They're at a good age, and you know, they've been top class since they've joined. But that is still an area. The centre half position is an area that we will be, and we have been, actively looking to strengthen, and we continue to do that.
When you look at that particular position, do you look at players maybe from Premier League clubs, from Championship clubs, to come down to this standard?
Yeah, we need an experienced player in there. You know, it's not a scenario where we're looking for young players to come in there. You know, we want to achieve something this season. And to do that, we need, you know, the experience in the centre half position is very, very important. As I say, at the moment, with Colo and Jay McEvely, we've got two very experienced centre halves in there. You know, if we can add to that situation, then it's beneficial for all of us.
I realise, again, as we've discussed transfer plans throughout the summer, you brought in a couple of strikers. The midfield is a strong area, but away from this particular issue, are you looking to do anything else between now and the end of the month in that respect, as regards an in?
Well, listen, I think we've highlighted we have got a big squad of players, but we've also highlighted we've got several players who were injured from a carrying situation from last season. So from that point of view, you know, we're very conscious, because financially, as all football clubs, you can't really realistically carry a big squad of players. And like, all players want to play, so we've got to manage that situation. But first and foremost, I think everyone knows I'd rather get players in before we get players out. But everybody has shown a great attitude to be involved in the group at this moment, and long may that continue.
Do you have any, because you know, for the football world rolls, doesn't it? Do you have any interest in on the table for players that you might like to get out from other clubs?
Conversations go on all the time, and you know, as I said, we've got players here. We want to help develop them. We want to be part of the group. We know we need to be strong. And we need to be strong in numbers. So yeah, undoubtedly once the season starts, a lot of conversations go on this couple of days, building into Saturday. But then things do intensify when players are left out of the starting 11, are left out of the squads. They naturally become a little bit unhappy and they want to be moving. And things move round. And over the course of August, leading into the end of the transfer window in the start of September, I'm sure there's going to be many, many movements in many football clubs.
It's an interesting time, isn't it? And presumably it only adds to just how busy it is, given the volume of phone calls.
It is. It's been very busy since we've joined, and I've loved every minute of it. And, you know, we're striving all the time to improve what we've got. We're working very hard on the training grounds. As I said, you know, we've got honest, hard-working professionals here who you can see, you know, embracing. You know, I want to talk about Andy Crosby and Dean Wilkins. I think we've got fantastic coaches that we've managed to come with us, and I think everybody's working really hard and embracing. And there's a feel-good factor about the place. There's a belief that's growing, and we're really looking forward to the weekend's game now and beyond.
Come on to Gillingham in a moment, but as you're fully aware, that one of the team's Achilles heel last year was defending in the end. I appreciate you're looking for cover or an additions in that area. What can be done differently to make sure that the problems of last season aren't here this season?
Well, listen, all I'm going to do is focus on moving forward and what we're doing. And again, it's simple. You've got to collectively keep it out of one end and collectively stick it in the other end. So that's what we've got to go and do. So we know we need to get a lot of clean sheets this season, because that'll give us a platform to go and win games. So as a team, we've been working on that. And as a team, we've been working on scoring goals. So, you know, we're not going to highlight one area of the team. It's a team together, united together. When we've got it, we're all attackers. And when we haven't got it, we're all defenders. That's the ball I'm talking about.
When you obviously know all about going out of this, getting out of this division in the right way. How does this squad that you've got here right now perhaps compare to the one you took up with Scunthorpe and the one you took up with Southampton?
Well, obviously, there's two different clubs that we talk about there. Obviously, Scunthorpe United, we did great. We actually won the league. So we did fantastic there. But we had a team spirit. We had a camaraderie. We had goal scorers. We kept a record amount of clean sheets as well. And then we go to Southampton. It's a massive football club with massive expectations. And we had a great team spirit. And we had people who could score goals. And we kept a large amount of clean sheets as well. So it's everybody working together. I think that's the big thing we've got to do. Passionate supporters. there's going to be times when things aren't going to go our way. That's when we all stick together. And over the course of the season, if we can do that, we give ourselves an opportunity.
You can't really pick up a paper or a betting slip that doesn't have Sheffield United at least first or second favourites for the division. I suppose it's about justifying that enthusiasm for Sheffield United this year.
It's great, passionate. We've got passionate supporters. We've joined the football club. We together as a football club, every single member of staff, every single supporter, we all want Sheffield United to get promoted. We all want Sheffield United to get promoted this season. We want to get to the next level and the level beyond that. There's a feel-good factor, as you've rightly said. There's a togetherness about everybody. There's a willingness for everyone to work hard for each other and honesty about what we're doing. And we should look forward and embrace. And if we're going to be one of the favourites, then why shouldn't we be accepting that that position? But we just got to keep working hard. We are very, very respectful of the division. As I said, having been in here and being in with... No disrespect, but being with football clubs at the stature at the time of a Scunthorpe United and football clubs at the stature at the time of a Southampton, you need to make sure that you are on it all the time. And all we can do is make sure we've got a team spirit, an honesty, a work ethic to do everything that's right by Sheffield United Football Club and its supporters.
I mean, you've made a couple of changes, but far from wholesale. Presumably that means you think there is enough quality within this group to go that extra few steps towards automatic promotion.
Well, as you say, you come in and you assess the group of players. I think that's important. What have we got? How can we improve them? And we can see an improvement in the players, several of them individually, and what we're looking for, which is important. But obviously, listen, they come fifth last season. I don't want to be going on to that. So, they've done really well in the cup competitions as well. So, we've got to keep taking all the work that was done previously and we've got to keep building on that because we all want Sheffield United to do well.
Finally, Gillingham then, the first opponent that you will face. What do the scouting reports tell you about them?
Well, it's like everybody. We do a lot of homework on the opposition. As Sun Tzu always says, you never ever underestimate the opposition. And we've done our prep. We were totally respectful of them, as I said. So when they've got the ball, they're going to be dangerous. Everybody on the field to play. We've got to be mindful of that. But we've got to make sure we impose ourselves on the game as well. So there's threats in the team, how they play out from the back, how they do from the set plays, how they go and play. They've got dangerous players within the makeup. But so we believe we have as well.
I kind of take the view from the stand that they're going to be different, aren't they? I mean, they haven't got the Akinfenwa just to aim at, which became such a feature of their game over recent years, that they're going to look a bit different this year.
Well, you never know. You've got to expect the unexpected. Sometimes as well on the first game, you do your preparation, but sometimes you've got to expect the unexpected in respect of the formation that the opposition might play, some of the tactical things they might introduce during the course of the game. Set plays, obviously, you keep them under wraps. We know they've got a guy with a long throw, for example, that they've tried to keep under wraps through pre-season. But we know he can throw it to the far post. The goalkeeper can kick the ball the length of the pitch. They've got a talented player in the middle of the park who's just behind the strikers who's got massive talent. They've got fullbacks who can get forward and overload areas of the pitch. They can change the formation during the course of the game. So we're aware of situations that might happen. And we can be primed on that. But likewise, we've got to make sure that we're looking to do what we're good at and what we want to go and do as well.